Organizers of the strike predict it will be the largest in a series of job actions carried out by low-wage workers over the past 2 years. So far, none of the fast food chains the strikes have targeted have agreed to the wage increase. But Jennifer Epps Addison of the group Wisconsin Jobs Now says the walkouts have had an impact in cities like San Francisco, which just passed a fair scheduling act, giving workers more control over their hours.
So that if the company you're working for refuses to give you full-time hours, you can at least plan your second job or your child care obligations or your education around the part-time hours you are able to get.
Epps Addison says even if fast food corporations don't raise wages, it's possible some Wisconsin communities might adopt similar policies. 21-year-old Mariel Crowley earns $8.50 an hour at a Milwaukee McDonald's. He says he needs the $15 an hour wage to be able to help support his parents and pay for his education. He recently dropped out of school because his work schedule left no time for classes.
You know, I had to let school go so I could focus on being able to pay rent and make sure that I have a phone bill that's paid and, you know, we have food in our house.
Organizers say strikes like the one this week have had an impact in some cities like San Francisco, where voters just passed a Fair Scheduling Act that gives part-time workers more control over their hours. The law helps low-wage workers who are often trying to balance two jobs while going to school and raising a family. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.